Let's find out what's going on in the hockey world. Mike McCauley, the Hockey Writers, and alongtheboards.com. Mike, it from this perspective, it seems like a head-scratcher. What's going on here with the Bruins?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's a pretty big head-scratcher, and I don't know. You know, I tweeted this earlier that I think that this trade, as it is right now, is infinitely worse than the Tyler Seguin trade, and the Seguin trade was pretty bad. Not so much that Hamilton was going to get traded, because it looks like, you know, after seeing all the reports and whatnot, that the Bruins were leaning towards doing that regardless. But just for, you know, the amount that they got in return, the 15th overall and the 2 seconds, that's just not a great return. And Fleury Shinzawa of the Boston Globe actually tweeted earlier that other GMs offered them more. So it's curious why they kind of settled for that deal. This has been a one weird day, and it looks like Milan Lucic is actually about to be traded to the Los Angeles Kings as I speak to you as well. So another thing to look at.
Well, and I was wondering earlier today, I'm not sure how much they can get for Lucic, because clearly his best days are behind him. But my gosh, Dougie Hamilton, I understand he's going to want probably $7 million or so. But, gosh, there's a lot of talent there. And to get, okay, let's say it, virtually nothing in return, that's the shocking part.
It is. And you can tell that they might be trying to load up and try to move up to the draft, potentially for the number three spot, where they would select Noah Hanifin, who is a defenseman out of Boston College. But the biggest thing for me is, you know, you have a core team right now that is still pretty good. And, yeah, they didn't make the playoffs this past season, and you know, you can attribute that to injuries. You can attribute it to a bunch of different things. But you keep this core together and maybe add a supplementary piece or two, they're making the playoffs again this year. And taking it apart and saying, you know, we're going to trade Dougie Hamilton, who is, you know, Zdeno Chara's, essentially was Zdeno Chara's replacement. It's very strange to me, you know. And then now especially, you know, it looks like the Lucic trade is just about to go official. And he'll be going to the Kings, it looks like, for first-round pick from L.A. and a couple of prospects. That's Pierre LeBrun reporting that. It's strange that they're moving all the salary. For the whole reason why they wanted to trade Lucic in the first place was to tree up cap space for Dougie Hamilton. So they're going to have all this cap space, but what are they going to do with it? So it's just a really, really weird day. And, you know, the general notion around media, around fans essentially too, is, what are they doing? What are they trying to unload for?
Well, that's my question, actually, is, I mean, with the youth not being there, with Hamilton being gone, the fact that they can't score goals, what is this team's strength? Where is their identity? Is it the same as it was 2 years ago with the same players?
It's nowhere near what it was 2 years ago. And I don't think they know what their identity is. And I think that you kind of had an idea that the Bruins were starting to, they wanted to move towards being a quicker team, a faster team that can score goals. And I don't know. It's very strange that they're just completely abandoning that, and they're just kind of going back to, you know, we really don't know what our identity is, so we're going to try to trade away some key players and maybe try to, you know, dare I say it, rebuild. And this is not the team that should be in rebuilding mode right now.
We're talking with Mike McCauley, the Hockey Writers, alongtheboards.com. It looks like the Lucic deal would be, again, as you said, the first pick, which would be the 13th pick in the draft, and some prospects, so they could actually get more for Lucic than they did for Hamilton?
Yeah, that's a strange one. I think Calgary, that was highway robbery. The Flames loaded up today. And this is, if they're not celebrating in Calgary, they should be, because they have a great defensive core right now. You know, Hamilton going in the mix with Mark Giordano, TJ Brody. Before he got injured, Giordano was a Norris candidate. Chris Russell, old friend Dennis Wideman, they have a great defense right now. They have a lot of young forwards, but yeah, the Lucic thing is what really boggles my mind, because, you know, it's essentially he's going to be a free agent at the end of next season. He has 1 year left on the contract. And, you know, he's going to want more than the $6 million he earns right now. And he's going to L.A., a team that's already close to the cap. So, yeah, just two really bizarre deals. And if this does go through, it looks like Martin Jones, who is a former backup for Manchester Monarchs, or former starter for the Manchester Monarchs, and the AHL and LA Kings backup goalie, will be a part of the trade as well, which that's even more strange. You get a promising young goalie for Lucic as well as the 13th overall. So 13, 14, 15 right now for Bruins.
Well, and so Don Sweeney, welcome Welcome to the general manager's job. How much pressure is there on him to come out of this whole 24-hour period with something good for this team and, again, off to an interesting start?
Oh, a ton of pressure. And I think, had he potentially retained Hamilton and traded Lucic, I think this would be a completely different narrative. It's right now, you're trading two very young players. One, who was supposed to be the anchor of your blue line for years to come. And, Lucic, who it is what it is with him going, but I just don't know what they're trying to do. And this is just very, very absurd thinking. But I mean, the only way you remedy this type of, and I won't mince words, I'll call it a disaster of a day for the Bruins right now. But the only way to mince that, is you load up and you trade for the number one overall pick, and that's not going to happen. So it's just a very, it's kind of a bad day for Don Sweeney. So it'll be interesting to see how he rebounds this offseason. The free agent class is very, very weak. So he's got to either draft well or make more trades. But if he's drafting well, we're not going to know what that looks like for years to come. So we really won't get a sense of how to grade these trades, anything other than awful, until, for a little while.
So say Sweeney packages all of these things together in one tight little package, for lack of a better word. How high can he go? I mean, one and two are out of the question. Is three as high as you think he could get?
I think three is probably as high as he can get. And even that, I think that's an extreme overpayment. Before you were hearing things like Lucic and Malcolm Subban for the third overall pick. And, as steep as that might be, that's probably a lot closer than offering three first-round picks for a defenseman who, he'll be the cornerstone of the Bruins' blue line one day, but he's not going to be playing in Boston for a few years. He still has some development issues, and he's Hanifin's a good player. He's a smart player. He's going to be a great player one day, but that's just it. One day, you're not going to get the most out of Chara's prime. You're not going to get the most out of guys like Bergeron, Krejci's prime. That window is definitely closing for the Bruins unless they do something drastic.
And Mike, what's remarkable is this is a team that everybody thought was bound for at the worst last season, the Eastern Conference Finals, if not the Stanley Cup Finals. And to go through a rebuild, to invest your future in a kid who I have to think wouldn't go as high as number three if he wasn't a Boston College Eagle, is just bizarre to me.
It's really strange. It's really strange. And you just look at all the players they traded, and you go back to Johnny Boychuk last season. And it was always to clear out space. And, okay, they cleared out space, but they really don't have anything to show for it except for, I believe they're at 10 picks for the NHL draft in seven rounds. So, yeah, that's good. And it's supposed to be a really strong draft class, but this is a team that could have won. They're a season removed from winning the President's Trophy, the two seasons removed from going to the Cup Final. So what they're doing now, it's just really strange. And I think Don Sweeney's trying to get away from the whole, Peter Chiarelli ideology of throwing money at free agents. And, but he's sticking with the whole trading away young players, too. So,
well, and this
I,
just
I'm not
in.
Sure, you know, it's.
This just in, Mike, the Bruins have apparently re-signed Adam McQuaid to a four-year deal.
Yeah, and that's another strange head-scratcher. McQuaid's a good player. He's a great guy in the locker room, but he's not worth that length at all. So, that's the bottom pair, essentially, Krug and McQuaid, and there's really no second pair. That's Krug and McQuaid's not necessarily a second pair unless you somehow they both need to play better defense. But 4 years is a long time for Adam McQuaid. I think, 2.75 salary, that's probably what he would have gotten on the open market. Weird day.
Absolutely.
Really, really strange day.
Strange day to say the least. But, Mike, thank you so much for adding your thoughts here this afternoon. And we'll see what happened. The way things are developing, there may be more to come in the next couple hours.
Yeah, it looks like Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada just confirmed that the trade's official. So Lucic is officially a King.
Wow, how about that? Mike,
that too.
Mike, we appreciate you coming on with late notice here this afternoon with this breaking news, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, guys.
Mike McCauley, the Hockey Writers, and Along the Boards.